dear friends, brothers and sisters. The words that come to my mind in today's readings are signs. I'll use St. John's expression of sign. In the Gospel we have heard that when the Jews have seen the sign that he has done, they believed in him. And remember, we are in John chapter 11, and this Gospel just follows the passage of the resurrection of Lazarus. It's a big sign in John's language that prefigures, that shows in advance, that pre-announce Jesus' resurrection. The sign in the first reading is the one that God promises to make. He tells us, I am going to take my people from wherever they are and take them in my own hands. They shall be my people and I will be their God. And why is it a sign? Because I will be their God, they shall be my people, and the nations will learn that I am the Lord, the sanctifier of Israel. It is then this prophetic mission of Israel that is about the book of Ezekiel. The people of Israel will be the people of God, and through that, God's blessings, God's sanctification will reach other peoples. Remember, St. John always talks of Jesus' actions as signs, because Jesus himself tells us that his actions, his words, his own being is God's sign, is God's presence amongst us. So Lazarus is this man who represents, in a way, our hope of resurrection, our hope in Jesus' resurrection, our hope in our own resurrection. And that's why John says many Jews believed in him. And if we know that there was so many confrontations between Jesus and the Jews, we know that there is this kind of hostility. Remember, in yesterday's Gospel on Friday, people wanted to stone him. So when people move from adversary to believer, it's because they have seen something. More than what they have heard, they have seen somebody. And so today we see people asking, isn't this the man they were looking to kill? The man they wanted to kill is walking freely. And Jesus is able indeed to walk freely. I think I'll concentrate my meditation to that and invite ourselves to reflect then in the sign of God's presence that we are called to be in today's world. Indeed, we remember in our society of today, not only words but our actions, all the symbolic interaction, all we see, the way we look at each other, the way we do, the way we behave, the way we present ourselves, says it all, whether we believe or not. And it's through our belief that others will believe. So I will invite ourselves then to approach the week, the Holy Week that we're going to start tomorrow, with this heart, this mind ready to be God's signs in today's world. There is an interesting question in the Gospel when the chief priests start discussing about what to do with Jesus, and when one of them says this very famous phrase we all know from Caiaphas, that you don't seem to have grasped the situation at all. You fail to see that it is better for one man to die for the people than for the whole nation to be destroyed. And it is quite amazing to see, because St. John takes all this expression and amalgamates it, and he says that these words were not from him. These words were so powerful, according to John, did only tell the truth about Jesus, that John says these words were not for them, were not from him. But remember that the sense here has been distorted. Yes, Jesus died for the multitude. Jesus died for all of us. Jesus died